This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's three agencies of government when I get there that are gone. Commerce, education, what's the third one there?
Five.
Okay. So
Robert Scott Bell.
Are you aware of the ingredients in the vaccine?
I know there's some egg.
I don't think they offered us a list of ingredients, though.
But did you know that there's mercury in that shot?
Oh, I did not.
Robert Scott Bell.
The only thing that supporters of the raw food movement are sick of is people telling them what they can or cannot put in their mouth.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This is 1918. A transmissible infectious illness crossed the globe. It infected 1 in 3 people, and 5% of the population of the globe succumbed to this illness. We did not have vaccines for it, and it was influenza.
No, it wasn't, you DARPA dummy. Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show, everybody. Putting the defense, what do they call that department, that strange department? Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, DARPA, on notice today as we open the show. Not like taking on a light subject, but of course we've got Dr. Rasha Bitar a little later, so we're feeling cocky tonight, right? We're going to take them head on at this point. DARPA.
That was DARPA.
Yeah, why not? And what better things do we have to do? Take on DARPA, right? Come on. The question of the strange brew, which was the song we opened up with today, Super Don, very good choice there. What strange brew is this DARPA guy going to propose instead of a vaccine? Or maybe it's going to be a vaccine, but a variant of the vaccine. That's where we got to start. Because, my friends, this is what I've been warning you about. If you embrace the vaccine industrial complex and all of the evil that it brings to planet Earth, you just got another thing coming. You thought it was bad already. Wait till DARPA gets hold of the vaccines. They're going to turn you into a vaccine factory. You, yes, you, your kids will become vaccine factories. And you will not get any compensation for it either, right? You can't patent yourself. They won't let you do that. But my gosh, they're going to take your blood and give it to everybody else. We'll get to that in just a moment. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Next couple of hours here on GCN and naturalnewsradio.com. Links are up in the show notes in a moment, thanks to Op-Ed. And that will be at robertscottbell.com. Super Don, doing Super DARPA. You ready? Are you ready, my friend? We got to dive into this. I don't want to, but we have to.
I've got my DARPA diaper on, so I am ready to go.
That's good. The DARPA. See, now, if they were doing something good in improving on Depends for old folks, that would be okay. DARPA Depends.
DARPA
right?
Depends. Yeah.
But they're not going there. No, they're going sinister.
I'll tell you what, after you hear what these guys are wanting to do with you, you might want to be wearing Depends because it might cause you to suddenly be scared.
Here's where they're trying to sell us on becoming the factory for vaccines. No. We want 320 million vaccine factories out there. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Now, the guy said 1918 influenza was this great, tragic, this devastating virus that was communicable. And I argue, no, it was not. That's a bunch of hocus pocus. And the reason I say so is because there was a lot of toxicological insult and assault at the end of during and after World War One. That the troops were exposed to all kinds of things, chemical munitions, they were living in filth, and it was just a horrid, horrid condition in inner cities, black smoke raining down from the skies, mercury, etc., and then treatments for anything that was toxicological that they blamed on a mysterious something or other. They would give you aspirin, they would poison you with anything they could, and of course that devastated and killed you, unless you went to a homeopath or a naturopath. or an eclectic herbal medicine guy or gal. That's the difference you will not hear about, because that's the history that cannot be revealed. And DARPA definitely doesn't want you to know about it. So they start with the big scary that gets everybody to roll up their sleeve or drop their drawers to get injected with a vaccine. Now, in the second clip here out of DARPA, it relates to the 2009 H1N1 scenario. But they claimed, oh my gosh, if this were to happen during this current thing, this is what happened in 2009. And in fact, we isolated the strains through eggs, and we injected the proteins, and we got, as he claims, 40 to 60% success in antibody response. Now, that's generous, because we've referred to the Cochrane collaboration, which shows that it failed like 86% of the time. They didn't get 40 to 60% success with vaccines that this guy is going to diss on in a moment. And I want you to hear this, because all of the promotion of the CDC goes for naught here. Because all of the people, and this guy's a big vaccine promoter, but he's promoting his brand of vaccines here through DARPA. And this is what's going to shock you, to help you to understand what we've been saying in a milder way, that this guy is saying that the flu vaccine is an abject failure. How many cases of flu have been averted? Let's find out.
Now, what we can see from the data at the top of the slide is, by the time we completed this process, shipped the vaccine, put it into people's arms, and allowed the process in their body to generate that immune response, and having only 40 to 60% effective, we achieved averting 1.6% of the 60 plus million cases in the United States. If this was as virulent and lethal as the 1918 flu, millions of people would have died, and this was the fastest vaccine ever produced.
All right.
So vaccines are not always an effective process to halt the outbreak of a rapidly transmittable infectious disease, and even for one which we know how to make a vaccine for.
You could have,
good
like,
Lord,
cut
I thought he'd
the
never shut up.
Beginning of that clip and just played that last 10 seconds, and it would have said the same thing. But 1.6%?
Right. But isn't that interesting, though? Yeah, it would have averted 1.6% of all of the cases. All of that, that they claim is the best that CDC says we cannot do without. Now, of course, again, you know, I have to say this. I look at the flu as completely different than what the CDC looks at it as. And I look at the 1918 Spanish influenza completely differently. It's a crock of you-know-what they're promoting. And this guy, this DARPA guy, just called him out on it. Said it's crap. Now, he's a big vaccine proponent, but he's saying, we got a better way here. We got a better way. What is that better way? And could it be really better, or could it just be plain scarier? Are you ready to be a human genetic host?
If we make it inside a human body, we can abbreviate this production process, and we would make it inside the human body, not by providing the protein, the antibody, but providing the genetic sequence for that antibody with a synthetic process. The body becomes the bioreactor. And we have done this. We've done this for flu, and we're doing it with the Ebola patients that survived in the United States. And in fact, what we have seen, particularly with flu, is that we've seen over 1,000-fold more potent antibodies than have ever been reported. In laboratory settings, of course.
Oops, did he say that at the end? We've done it! In laboratory settings, of course.
Stand,
we don't want you to believe.
Yes.
Right. It's not been proven out there, but we're going to turn you in like Monsanto has turned your kids into GMO pesticide factories. DARPA wants to turn all humans into host, what do we call them? Biofactories?
Bioreactors.
Turning humans basically into
matrix or something.
Bioreactors. Bioreactors. You are a copper top for antibodies.
That's right. You're a vaccine.
Now, the other aspect of this is the fact that, oops, inconvenient fact, that antibodies aren't necessary, nor are they guarantee of prevention of the disease. We talked about the success that they claim for vaccination has to do not with the prevention of disease, but the development artificially of antibodies that may or may not even help you, because they were willing to destroy and sacrifice your immune system in the cause of the search for their holy grail. Bring out the holy hand grenade. How much protection will we get from this method? Will it be lifelong like we've always been promised? I'm not so sure. Let's find out.
Separately, we're able to show that when we give these genes for these antibodies in a format that doesn't stay in your body permanently, we can still provide a production platform that gives you months of protection.
Months?
Coupling duration with drug concentration and the immediate production of antibodies, hopefully together we'll be able to stop future outbreaks early in their course.
Thank you. Applaud for me now. This is like the TEDx of vaccine DARPA dummies. And he basically, well, we're going to enter this genetic stuff in you, and it's only going to be temporary, right? Oh, it's not permanent. What do they have? Time release? We're going to dump I'm just astonished that he got up there in front of a crowd and they bought it. I'm not astonished by that because people are amazed. The guy puts on some medals. Maybe he's got a PhD degree behind his name. And they all fawn over him, go, oh, yeah, that's it. Let's all inject gene sequences, synthetic gene sequences into humans to artificially stimulate antibody production. And everybody becomes their own bioreactor for vaccines that work in a lab to produce antibodies, not to protect you from disease at all. How much disease will we be creating? Well, it doesn't matter for Cyrus Poonawalla. in India, the $6.6 billion vaccine magnate in the country where they lack sanitation, sewage systems, adequate hygiene to prevent disease, this billionaire just bought a $113 million mansion from the U.S. government in India. $113 million, that's 7.5 billion rupees. Rupee! I just bought it. You know, it's like, you've successfully injected the world with dangerous toxic poisons. What are you doing now? Well, I'm going to buy a $113 million mansion from the U.S. government. Whoopee! That's what you get. You know how to become a really good friend of the U.S. government? Promote, manufacture, and sell vaccines. Hundreds of vaccines this guy has done. He's like one of the richest men in all of India. And you think it's going to be easy to overturn and overcome this? There is so much money in the medicine. There's so much money in the vaccine. Any of you holding stock in vaccine manufacturers, holding stock in pharmaceutical manufacturers, I'm now calling you out. You are part of the... I know what you're doing. You want to make money because that's where the money is being made. But are you doing it at the cost of sacrificing our next generations or even yourself? Ask DARPA. And start wearing DARPA dummy diapers because you're going to need them. When we come back, surgical weight loss patients, what do they suffer from?
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, upcoming events include the Homeoprophylaxis Seminar, a worldwide choice for disease prevention, October 2nd through 4th, 2015, in Dallas, Texas. Hope to see you all there for a great weekend of healing and information uncensored. And that's going to be awesome. And, of course, October later in the month, the 29th, is a Thursday evening in Tampa, Florida, at Abby's Health and Nutrition, free opening lecture. Opening and closing. I don't think anybody's opening for me. Maybe I get op-ed to tell some jokes. I remember I did that in Naples, Florida. We were delayed in getting started because I hadn't eaten. I was like, no, I'm just like me getting back for a segment, Super Don. If I haven't eaten, forget it. You're waiting. I'm going to eat first.
That's right.
And I had to remember.
Yeah. Take a number, stand in line.
Yeah, Purple V. Well, Shally, she did like a little bit of stand-up on just out of the blue. She was great down in Naples when we did that at Food and Thought. Anyway, we'll see if there's an opening act or not. Also, October 18th, 19th, and 20th in Mini-Scrapolis. Do you call it Mini-Scrapolis, Patrick? Mini-Scrapolis, Minnesota? I don't know what names they have. The Big M of the North, I don't know what it's called. But we're going to be there. Minneapolis-St. Paul. And there's a Health Freedom Conference. All the movers and shakers in the Health Freedom Movement will be there. That's right. And we'll be conspiring to unleash freedom all over this land. Oh, my gosh, conspiracists. Yes, for freedom. How dare they? We're going to do that, and let's see what else. Well, we'll get you up to date on more events as they become available. Sign up for email alerts at robertscottbell.com. Upcoming as well, The Truth About Cancer, A Global Quest. The links are in the show notes, as well as the dental seminar, the holistic health, oral health, if you will, seminar that is available for you free. Sign up now. And with that, we launch into surgical weight loss procedures that we love. Well, that'd be a short segment because I haven't found one that I love. Surgical weight loss procedures. Come on, this is ridiculous. The headline reads, gastric bypass patients often malnourished beforehand. What? Huh? No, say it isn't so. How is it that fat people are malnourished?
Wait a minute.
What is that?
Hold on. What? So they're getting weight loss surgery
mm-hmm.
because they're obese.
Yes.
But they're malnourished?
Yes.
Oh, hey, is this more vindication? Damn it, dude.
Yeah, I know.
This vindication just keeps flying in left and right for you all the time now.
The bad guys keep propping me up with confirmation. Yeah, Robert was right again. Oh, my gosh. Listen, obesity does not mean you are nutritionally sound. Oh, he's so got so much on his system that he's got too much of everything. No, the fact is he's got little or nothing, starving. People who are morbidly obese are often starving because their digestive systems are so corrupted, on top of the fact that they're eating garbage. Garbage might even be better because it would probably have more minerals. But the food that they're eating is often devoid of the essential life-sustaining, life-restoring trace elements, nutrients. And here they're talking about macro vitamins in most cases that they're saying, well, we're deficient in vitamin A, and you know, on and on and on. But the reality is they were corrupted. They were corrupted digestively prior to this. So what is the response of modern medicine? It's corrective mutilation. They go, we got to correct malnutrition. By what? By corrective mutilation. What? We're going to mutilate their digestive system. We're going to turn that big old stomach into the size of an egg. And if you're willing to do that, and I realize people are desperate because they're not being given good information by the medically degraded monopolist, that if they're willing to subject themselves to it, why not petition DARPA? Since they're going to make their stomach the size of an egg, and of course they all talk about, well, we'll make the vaccines in eggs, and they're going to make them in humans. How about humans with egg-sized stomachs? Save everybody else. The people who are obese will volunteer to go to DARPA for the surgery, and they'll become vaccine factories. Now I've upset the non-gravitationally challenged. No, I'm not suggesting we mutilate fat people. It's disgusting that the medical community is willing to do this. And they'll say, well, it is a last resort. I said, no, it's not a last resort because you haven't tried detoxification. You haven't tried nutrition. You haven't tried to correct the integrity of the gastrointestinal system by providing a good, hospitable terrain for the restoration of the microbiome. The digestive system so needing of the microbes that facilitate the digestive processes, much less the immune processes, much less the production of hormones, neurotransmitters, all kinds of functionality, and of course the absorption of the nutrients that those heavy-set folks, obese, morbidly, people, are lacking. No matter what they're throwing in their system, they're not getting it in.
They're plump. There.
All right. The clumps?
Plump. No, they're plump.
Plump. Oh, the plump. Plumps, the plumpers. All right, well, with that, attacks on alternative medicine by the skepducks. They're quacking again. What will Hoofnagel say? We'll be back.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert, we'll be right back.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertarol.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money? Do you have years of unfiled returns? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. If you are losing sleep over your IRS tax problem, there is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call 800-643-4661 for your free and confidential analysis on ending your tax nightmare. We can help get your life back on track and give you the fresh start you deserve. Our A-plus BBB-rated tax resolution team has over 125 years of combined experience to get you the best deal possible while stopping the IRS dead in their tracks. Call Signature Tax now at 800-643-4661. Call 800-643-4661. Again, that's 800-643-4661. 800-643-4661.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
I need to disinfect myself after the DARPA story and this story we're about to cover, so I'm just spraying some sovereign silver. Yeah, NASA approved, right? Silver! Oh my gosh. How dare they? We're going to have some more videos up over at Epic Times, our good friend Jerry Doyle, soon on some of the topics you've heard before and some new ones we haven't covered yet. Right now, I hesitate to do stories like this, but Super Don, you know, I bow to you on this because these people annoy you so much that I've got to let off some steam occasionally on it. These are the skepducks, and they're attacking a new video on YouTube is attacking what they call the alternative medicine racket. It's a racket now, right? It's a racket. It's obviously growing in popularity, so it's got to be a racket. People are sneaking this stuff around, and they're using hypnosis to convince you that natural is really good. Yet natural, of course, we've learned from the skeptics, is always a fallacy. Fallacy of talking about nature. And so this alternative medicine racket video, they talk about how the feds fund quacks. How the feds fund quacks. Now, right away, anytime you use the term quack, you've got to question the credibility of the presenter. Because as we've shown you, those who utilize the word quack, quack more than anybody on planet Earth, even more than regular ducks. These are like hyper-genetically engineered super skeptics that can't help from quacking anytime they see something outside of their religious belief system.
They're like quacking bioreactors, right?
They are, yes, very good. They might be DARPA experiments for all we know. And Reason TV just and this is Reason. I've run across these libertarians every once in a while. And let me tell you, these libertarians are so closed-minded, it's disgusting. These are not freedom-loving libertarians. These are libertarians that are medical, they're medical minions, I'd say. I mean, listen, they worship at the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. They really believe the BM coming out of science-based medicine, SBM, which is the site. What did you call it? Bowel movement?
SBM? Yeah, serious bowel movement.
Serious bowel movement.
Yes.
Which is a good thing. I mean, we don't mind people being skeptical. In fact, Super Don's the biggest skeptic here, and as am I. When people come and approach me with all kinds of crazy claims on products, I don't embrace them. You hear me rarely bringing new products to your attention because I rarely find them that are worthwhile to bring somebody on to talk about. It doesn't mean that it doesn't happen. But the point is, we're just not jumping on everything that comes along. But one of the things they attack here is colostrum. Colostrum, the first milk from mommy. All mammals get it. Cows, goats, humans, etc. And in this case, they're attacking what was the development of the National Institutes of Health at the time, Office of Alternative Medicine. And I'm going to go to the second clip first because this is an attack on Berkeley Bedell, I believe it was, one of the inspirations for the government to actually throw a penny, a shekel, towards something a little less toxic, something a little less patentable. And this is coming from that video of the skeptics.
Also in the council was Iowa Congressman Berkeley Bedell. A close friend of Senator Harkin, Bedell was convinced that cow's colostrum, infused with his own blood, had cured his Lyme disease.
He didn't believe in the scientific method. He wanted us to go and look at charts, rubber stamp them in terms of success and to publish that in the New England Journal of Medicine. And it just didn't work that way.
That was the first head of the Office of Alternative Medicine. And this guy was his own skeptic. You know, he wouldn't play ball, if you will, with this movement that said, we want to look more into this. We want to validate. We're not here to discredit. If we do, that's fine. But the point is, we aren't coming in with a bias like you have previous to destroy anything that wasn't coming from the pharmaceutical agenda or the pharmaceutical industry. And so this guy is telling him he, Berkeley Bedell, didn't believe in, what was it called? The scientific method, right? Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Observation. No, we don't believe in observation. We don't believe in cataloging in a clinical setting the improvements that we can catalog and determine, hey, there might be something to this. But that's not science-based medicine, according to these folks. They move the goalpost whenever they want to. In the meantime, they can claim that vaccines have validity despite the fact that they don't prevent disease, that their measure of success is the development of antibodies no matter what happens, even if you get the disease, which you likely will, or something worse. And the vaccines themselves don't adopt the double-blind, placebo-controlled, crossover, multi-centered trials, basic gold standard studies that they would demand of anything in the natural realm, including colostrum. Which, by the way, if you deny a cow colostrum, that little baby calf will die. It will not survive. Humans have some adaptability there, but there are problems, including allergies and other things that can develop if you are denied that colostrum, even as a human. Super Don, any comments on the Berkeley Bedell audio clip? Because I'm going to go to the Harkin one in just a moment.
No, go to the Harkin, but and when we're done doing this, I do have some comments about the source of this information. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. So now they're going to attack Senator Tom Harkin, who's been obviously a great friend to alternative medicine, as it's called. because of experiences he has had and demands from his constituency in Utah. Utah became a prime production place, if you will, a state that was producing a lot of dietary supplements, which were not drugs, which are not patentable. But, of course, that immediately says, well, you're discredited. Well, what about all of you senators promoting more money for drug research coming from places where in your district they're producing those drugs or they have headquarters of pharmaceutical companies? This is where you have the cognitive dissonance or the outright, what would you call it, hypocrisy of the skepducks.
Following a failed presidential bid, Senator Tom Harkin of Iowa thought he'd found both a cure for his hay fever and a remedy for American health care.
Back in the late 80s, he believed that bee pollen cured his allergies. Bee pollen has been studied to see whether it has any effect on allergies, and the science says that it doesn't.
All right, I'm going to pause it there. Bee pollen has been studied, and the science says that it doesn't, right? He declared it over. Now the question is, where did he get his information? I'm not going to answer that yet. I'll let Superdon chime in on that. But I want you to hear how the video takes a stance that bee pollen has been studied and the science has spoken. And if you even ask any more questions, you're not being scientific. You don't believe in science-based... Yeah. Keep quacking away.
But he believed that it did. And he apparently asked, why isn't NIH putting more money into this? We ought to be studying these things. There's tremendous promise here for going out and finding these natural remedies. And so he created the Office of Alternative Medicine. So it was an office with a director, and he devoted a few million dollars to that.
And you know what a few million dollars is to the NIH budget? It's like, you know, Super Don, here's an extra nickel every month to spend. Here you go. Like, oh, yeah, fat. What can I do? Nothing. Well, that'll cover the tax on a cup of coffee. No, not even that. So you have a reality check here. If you look at this and go, oh, my gosh, they don't even want a nickel a month going to this stuff, which tells you that they have a religious belief. This is the thing. They attacked Harkin's belief, but they neglect to acknowledge that it is their belief that attacks Harkin's belief because his belief is wrong because, you know, the experience is different. It is a religious tenet that the skepducks have in attacking Berkeley Bedell, in attacking Tom Harkin, in attacking any of us. It is a religious war against your freedom to utilize things that are not approved by the government. These are government, big pharma-loving worshipers. They're cultists, as if there has ever been a cultist, and very, very dangerous. Superdon, go ahead.
Listen, there's actually a third clip that if you go in there, if you want to load it up real quick, it's Tom Harkin. This is years later after mm-hmm. he had talked about doing this and putting this Office of Alternative Medicine together. And it's very telling. He goes on the floor and he's rather upset about the fact that he set this up. This money has been sent. And then mm-hmm. he asks them, what have we done with this Office of Alternative Medicine? What have we done with this money? If you've got that clip ready, let's play and listen to what it is that Tom Harkin had to say.
I asked the director of NIH a few months ago, who was in my office, how many treatments or practices or medicines they had investigated and validated since 1992. And I was met with a deafening silence. The answer is none. And yet next year we're putting $13 million into the Office of Alternative Medicine. One might rightly ask, where is it going and what's happening?
And $13 million, still, maybe it's up to 6 cents relative. Yeah.
How many have you investigated and validated? None.
None, yeah.
Why do you think that is?
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what. I mean, with everything that's been said here, there's nothing that, incidentally, Stephen Novella is just you know, yelling, rupees, you know, as he's discovered this video.
Mm-hmm.
But the part that what I take away from this is this video came from Reason TV.
That's what now, I said. Reason, this is a libertarian. I don't have a lot of nice things to say for that group.
Here's what is very disappointing about this. Reason, they describe themselves as this monthly publication of free minds and free markets. If you follow what is going on in this video, what's being now presented by Reason TV, this representative of free minds and free markets, is closed minds and monopolies, is what you're getting out of this video. I was shocked that this was coming from reason. Reason goes out. They say they try and make a principled case for liberty and individual choice and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That is not what's being touted in this type of propaganda. And, you know, Todd Cranen, who's the producer and the editor of this video, I mean, this guy has gone out and put videos out about how the White House is threatening to extinguish independent coverage of the president. So he's about free speech. He's about free, you know, free thinking about, you know, rights and stuff like
Not
that.
Not here, though. Not here, though.
Not in
They're
this.
Phony
Not
libertarians.
In this, not in this at all. And, you
well,
know,
by the way, where did he get all that information for this video? Most of it.
Oh, yeah. I love this because Stephen Novella is just all proud of himself because Todd Cranen says he heavily relied on, guess what, science-based medicine over the course of his research for this video. So, of course, he's going to come out, if he's going to take what they say as the research for what's going on with alternative medicine, of course he's going to have their point of view. Stephen Novella likes to talk about how quackery has infiltrated academia. Unfortunately, pseudo-skepticism has infiltrated reason TV.
Reason.
I'm very
You're
shocked
right.
about that.
Well, there you go. Pseudo-libertarians. We'll let them have it, as well as the pseudo-skeptics. We'll let them have it, too. RobertScottBell.com. Show notes are up. Football fans, I know it's football season. Do you overestimate or underestimate the chances of your favorite team winning? It's a silly story, but we'll do it.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio
to
get your exclusive high Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to talk about football tonight. I know football's on the minds of some of us folks that actually pay attention occasionally to it. Actually, you know, I'll tune into it just to unplug from the real world because it's just such a fake reality that you can go turn it all off, just see what happens. You know, I don't get that into it, but it's part of my upbringing, right? I admit it. American, right? My dad and I, we'd watch football, we'd watch baseball, we'd watch basketball. But at the time, you know, I grew up, it was like, wow, you know, the fantasies of baseball and how pure it was, America's pastime. Of course, you know, you grow up a little bit and see through that, but you can still have fun. Not saying don't have any fun, no sports allowed, right? That's not what I'm saying. But this study is like, why are we covering this study? Football fans may overestimate chances of favorite NFL team. It's because the skeptics will say, well, at least it's science-based medicine, right? Somehow they'll say, well, science was behind this. They figure out that you actually have this, what is this called, an unrealistic expectation, right? If you're for your favorite team and you expect them to do well, there's an optimism bias that could be problematic for you.
And when you
read, when you read this all the way down to the bottom from healthfinder.gov, you find a link to optimistic bias. And it takes you where? To the National Cancer Institute. That's cancercontrol.cancer.gov. So a government institute related to the NIH. And they have a whole paper on optimistic bias. And where they want to go with this? Wow. If you even think that you can heal from cancer without chemotherapy, radiation, or surgery, you have false hope. It's a mistaken belief. It's unrealistic optimism. It's an illusion of invulnerability, illusion of unique invulnerability, optimism bias, and a personal fable. Good Lord, who are these people at the National Cancer Institute to tell you that if you believe something that they don't believe, you've got false hope, for instance. Remember, they always talk, they accuse you of having false hope.
But here's the irony, and I believe Hoofnagel is going to have to address this particular item.
Unleash the cat.
Because they go on to say, what causes optimistic bias?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they say that some of the optimistic bias may be attributed to certain cognitive factors, like when comparing the risk that you have to others, you are being egocentric. Now, What? Egocentric. What? Hold on. Egocentric. That is like thinking of only yourself and having no regard for the feelings or desires of others, basically being self-centered. So let me see now. Find me a skeptic that does not have the base core, you know, belief of being egocentric. A skeptic is egocentric. Now, listen, having ego is not bad. But when you are sitting there saying, you do not believe that you can be cured from cancer from anything else but what we tell you to, otherwise you're wrong and you're probably going to die anyway. I mean, I'm
egocentric
right, wrong.
Narcissientism.
Oh, man. Yeah, there's some syllables there.
Yeah,
but I mean, come on.
That?
I have not met one of these pseudo-skeptic douchebags out there that is not just oozing egocentric, you know, qualities from every orifice of their body.
Right.
It's just,
so that's where the ABM, the ABM? No, EBM. No, what is it? Evidence-based medicine? How do they call it?
SBM, yes. Serious bowel movement.
Serious bowel movement. We have serious bowel movement when we talk about them. Oh, my gosh. Don't start there.
Okay, sorry. That's got me going, man.
No, I know you get fired up. That's why I have to do this every once in a while so you can blow off some steam, or else, you know, we don't know what happens behind the scenes. The stuff blows up, you don't want to go on.
Okay, so science has figured out that if you think that your football team is going to go all the way, you've got some kind of a problem.
Optimism bias.
Science is not done.
No.
We've got another important scientific study here.
Yes. Tricycle injuries send thousands of tykes to the ERs each year. Ban the trikes. More than 9,000 tricycle-related injuries were in U.S. emergency rooms 2012 to 2013. 5,000 a year.
Tricycle injuries.
Yeah, tricycle injury. Trikes. Yeah, dangerous trikes. You know, they should put them in reverse. Have the back wheel be the single wheel, the front wheel be the front. I don't know. Maybe, because I've tipped over in a trike in my younger years. I remember that.
Hey, listen, man. You know how many times I wiped out in a big wheel?
Well, the big wheels don't count, man. Those things slide around. You can't flip the big wheel like you can a trike.
If you can, you're a daredevil like
Superdon. By the way, this is where we should interest you in advanced arnica from King Bio. Any kid with a trike injury, get them on the advanced injury formula there. Very simple to do. Hey, when we come back, we got Dr. Rasha Bitar. We got some advanced medicine. What's the number one problem plaguing our soldiers? It's not what you think. Pesticides linked to cancer, prostate cancer stuff, and more. Go to the Robert Scott Bell Show website, robertscottbell.com. Say thanks to all our wonderful sponsors. They make this possible 6 days a week. Why? Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissue should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.